Well, hello there, and welcome to your Newsmax Daily for Friday, March 15th, 2024, the third of five Fridays this month as we head into the final weekend of winter, finally, with spring arriving on Tuesday. I am fortunate enough to live in Florida, so it doesn't really matter to me, but for those of you that live in states where we've had severe winters, only a few more days to go. Meanwhile, several areas of the country, including Ohio and Indiana, cleaning up and performing search and rescue missions after severe weather spawned a series of tornadoes last night.
It's pure devastation. I have never seen anything like this in my entire life.
She is a resident of a mobile home community in Freiburg, Ohio. And in Indiana, this is Winchester Mayor Bob McCoy.
It was spooky. And we stayed in the closet. We hunker down in a closet with the dog.
At least two people have been killed. Dozens were injured. Thousands are without power still today. Meanwhile, the big news coming from the state of Georgia, where the judge in Donald Trump's election interference case ruled that Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis, who brought the case against the former president and others, can remain on the case.
Who's talking about Willis?
However, the judge, Scott McAfee, is offering D.A. Willis two different options. Number one would be to step aside from the case. Number two is remain on the case, but only if she dismisses Nathan Wade, the prosecutor with whom she had a sexual relationship. McAfee said Trump's team and his co-defendants did not prove that Willis financially benefited by her relationship with Wade, but that the pair did appear to have lied about it. And the judge said that Willis's public claim of the relationship with Wade being raised for racial reasons was, quote, legally improper. So she has two choices. This coming after Newsmax broke new information in the case yesterday. This is Bianca De La Garza.
And we have a Newsmax breaking news exclusive. Here it is, folks. For the very first time, we can reveal new information never before reported detailing District Attorney Fani Willis's fall from grace that some say should get her disbarred. In this brand new Fulton County court document obtained, Georgia resident, he's an IT technician, Stephen Kramer, claims in this official bar complaint you were looking at that D.A. Willis broke several ethics rules while charges of election interference were being brought against former President Donald Trump. In fact, Kramer's bar complaint goes as far as to claiming Willis even used her position as D.A. to, quote, threaten Nathan Wade's wife, a person she would later have a relationship with and hire as the prosecutor. All right, we're talking exclusively to Stephen Kramer. He joins us live right now. Mr. Kramer, pleasure to have you here on Newsline. You say some people have been afraid to go up against Fani Willis. Clearly you are not. We appreciate you joining us today, sir.
Thank you for having me, Bianca.
Well, you state out in your bar complaint, which we have right here, basically nine rules of why you believe not only should Judge Scott McAfee disqualify her, but you say it's even so serious she should be disbarred, which means therefore she would be ineligible to even hold the position of district attorney. You have a lot in your complaint here. We're going to put up some of the graphics here. But basically you're saying Nathan Wade, not only in a relationship, but paid higher amounts, was not qualified among the many things you alleged in the breaking of the rules. Explain to us how you were able to put all of this together so succinctly.
Well, I was watching the news since January when all this broke, that a defense attorney found out that they were sleeping together, which he initially denied or didn't speak to. And then it came out that she did. And so I was watching that. I've watched a number of items there. I watched the Senate hearing, the Georgia Senate hearing that they had on the 6th of this month. And I voraciously read a number of things because it just didn't sit well with me, what I was hearing, that I'm a taxpayer. My money was going to her boyfriend, and then they were going on trips together. So all the taxpayers of Fulton were funding exotic trips on cruises and to Napa and all this, and money was going
at
from
issue
taxpayers to him and then back to Fani Willis.
At issue, it's not just money. You also talk about truthfulness. You talk about misconduct. You talk about a lawyer as a public official conducting constituting threat of harm to clients. We know that recent texts reveal it looks like they had been together for what your bar complaint says, booty calls. I mean, that is metadata. As an IT technician, you understand that. That's been brought out.
That's Steve Kramer, a Fulton County, Georgia taxpayer who filed a new bar complaint against DA Fonnie Willis. We get more from former deputy assistant to the president of the United States and Newsmax host Sebastian Gorka.
You know, this case seems to be going in a way she never expected. Not only did McAfee dismiss six of the charges yesterday in the RICO case, we just had that exclusive, a bar complaint. If she's disbarred, she can't even hold the office. Your reaction to her fall from grace, and I guess what American voters can now see plain and clearly.
Well, I mean, it has to be taken in context, Bianca. This isn't just one crazy, lunatic prosecutor. You have to line this up with Jack Smith, Judge Engoron. You have to, you know, add everyone else that's using lawfare, Judge Chutkan and all the others, because they know President Trump, if the election were today, would defeat the Democrats and kick Biden out of office. So look, I don't need to be an attorney. I don't need to be filing, you know, disbarment motions. We know this woman perjured herself when she said that she didn't have an affair with this married man until after she hired him, which is bad enough, and then gives him $700,000 of taxpayer money in contravention to the local regulations on how you hire prosecutors. Oh, by the way, the man had never, ever tried a felony case in his life. He was an ambulance chaser. And then the most disgusting of all, we're supposed to believe that this woman is a completely above board prosecutor who doesn't keep receipts and handles only cash when she's reimbursing her lover. This woman should be struck off and barred from anything to do with the law for the rest of her life.
Sebastian Gorka on Newsline, and Bianca De La Garza had yet another new development.
Just recently, within the past hour, we have a letter here from Congress. We have Jim Jordan saying, we'll hold Fonnie Willis in contempt if they don't hand over documents. This seems a lot like the stalling of documents on every front, whether it be slow walking financials to Comer and even not giving things on Hunter Biden and his associates here. At every push, the Republicans have to fight just for transparency. And even today now, another new letter, a fresh letter, as Donald Trump's in a courtroom now trying to get his case tossed.
Why do we not know why Fannie Willis's boyfriend had multiple visits to the Biden White House? Likewise, Letitia James. What have federal and state, what have state and county prosecutors got to do with the federal government? And then if you listen to Newt Gingrich, who is pretty plugged in to Washington, D.C., he has heard, he has been told by his sources that the Department of Justice, the Federal Department of Justice, ordered Fannie Willis to have that very strange 11 p.m. Grand jury press conference. If that's the case, then this is truly a witch hunt and the most egregious election interference we have ever seen in American history. County-level prosecutors colluding with the federal DOJ and the White House because America wants Donald Trump back. That's un-American. That's fine for Venezuela or North Korea, but that's not okay for America.
And you know, no matter what political party you support, at the end of the day, it's democracy, which they say is under attack. And as an American and your rights, you should be disturbed by these allegations.
Bianca De La Garza, host of Newsline at Noon with Sebastian Gorka. And don't forget about the Gorka Reality Check. That's his show on Sundays on Newsmax. Now, Bianca mentioned Jim Jordan, chair of the House Judiciary Committee, who has threatened D.A. Willis with contempt of Congress charges if she does not comply with a congressional subpoena as part of the committee's investigation into her office's use of federal funds. Last month, the committee issued a subpoena to Willis for documents related to her office's use of federal funds that were intended to support at-risk youth. What do you think the odds of her complying with the subpoena are? And in New York, the district attorney's office is now offering to delay Trump's Stormy Daniels money trial, which was set to start in 2 weeks. DA Alvin Bragg said his office just received 31,000 pages of potential new evidence from the Department of Justice. So he is proposing a 30-day delay, at least a 30-day delay, so both sides can review the 31,000 pages. And beware. The more things start to look up for Team Trump, the worse the headlines are going to get. Like this whole thing the last couple of days about Trump cutting Social Security, and now all of a sudden another secret tape of something that Trump said to someone somewhere. Meanwhile, the Biden camp is fighting off a social media storm of criticism after his team rushed Michigan supporters and the press off yesterday when someone suggested that Joe will take a few questions.
Thank you, Pence.
Thank you, Pence.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pence.
Let's head back to the cars. Thank
back
you.
Back to the cars.
Back
thank you.
Cars.
Back thank you, Pence.
We're happy thank to walk you all. Vehicles thank are this way. Thank you.
All good. All good.
Thank you.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You. We gotta go.
All right, gotta go. Thank you. Back to the cars. All of a sudden, we gotta go, but thank you. And multiple reports and videos showing climate change Joe had a motorcade of 60 vehicles. And the video that I saw didn't look like any of them were EVs. And the vice president being cheered and celebrated for her visit to an abortion clinic promoting the end of life.
They need to know is that if Congress passes a national abortion ban, President Joe Biden will veto it.
As I said the other day, and as Donald Trump said, abortion is definitely going to be their number one weapon against Donald Trump and Republicans in the upcoming election. And what they need to know is if they make Joe Biden president again, that will be your president right there, Kamala Harris. All right, here's my man, Byron Donalds, Florida congressman, talking about it on The Balance with Eric Bolling.
Look, I understand where a lot of people are, what President Trump is thinking. We do have to be sober and realize that the Democrats have weaponized abortion against us in the midterm election cycle. They want to do the same thing in 2024. So we have to really be mindful of where the country is. Since Roe v. Wade has gone away, and frankly, that was the right decision. It was a terrible court decision to begin with. The country, whether you're just Americans overall or Democrats, independents, Republicans, everybody's really starting to figure out what their true positions are on abortion. I think from the federal level, we should actually not engage in the topic at all. This is now a state issue. Every state's going to make their decision. You're going to have states that are going to be like California and New York and Illinois. In those states, the decision is already done. Florida just had a decision made with Governor DeSantis. Texas has made a decision. You have ballot initiatives moving through a lot of states. The American people are going to weigh in on this. This is one of the most personal issues, obviously for women, but really for our country, it should be handled through state level government and politics, not the federal level. Our federal government has to be focused on the major things, the big things facing America, our debt, our spending, foreign policy, etc. This is something that should be left to the states. I think that as we move through the next couple of election cycles, you'll get to a medium of where people are in America.
That is the correct answer, my friend. That is the only way to handle that question. Let the states decide. You like what your state's doing. You can move or change your government in the state that you do live by vote. And that's the way to answer that. Congressman, you wanted to talk a little bit about something happening regarding January 6th. Tell us about that.
Well, what we're finding out, and this is through the leadership of Speaker Johnson and Barry Loudermilk, who is the subcommittee chairman under House Admin under Brian Stile of Wisconsin, we're finding out that A, the January 6th committee deleted information, they got rid of information they collected. You're finding out now that Cassidy Hutchinson was spun up by Liz Cheney and others to deliver a phony story that was debunked. We already knew that the whole J6 production was just a media sham and a farce for the radical left. We already knew that. But now you know that they were meeting with Fannie Willis and her team, trying to give back channel information to the Georgia, to the Fulton County District Attorney, who, by the way, is having all kind of problems herself. They were back channeling information to her. This demonstrates very clearly that you had congressional Democrats and some useful Republicans. Unfortunately, they did the wrong thing, and it was terrible. That's why they're no longer in Congress, speaking to Liz Cheney specifically, working with radical Democrats, working with some of these prosecutors. The entire purpose has been to get Trump. It is wrong. This is fascism at its finest. This is what we're seeing right now. It's destructive of our institutions. So this stuff can't be tolerated. So I commend House Administration and the Speaker for bringing this information to the public. And we need to go further. We need to follow all this stuff, because you can't have rogue committees set up that are extremely partisan and then using that information to basically sideswipe a political opponent and then using it in part to go after them legally. This is un-American. It is unconstitutional. And I believe we got to stop it dead in its tracks.
Again, the more you know, the less you can believe. And if you're new to the party, and I don't mean the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, but the whole politics party, Representative Donalds, a former banker, has been identified as someone on Donald Trump's list of potential running mates.
Aaron Rodgers, and all of a sudden the whole world blew up. Aaron Rodgers is potential vice president. You want to weigh in on that thought for a second?
Listen, man, I just hope A-Rod's Achilles is doing well and he gets back to being the quarterback for the New York Jets, because the New York Jets need a lot of help. And that's just the bottom line there. But look, RFK, I get it. He's running. He's not going to win. We all know this. But I think it is indicative of the split that is in the Democrat Party, because you have more mainstream Democrat voters in our country, even conservative-leaning Democrat voters in our country. They are watching the master of disaster, Joe Biden, and his agenda wreck our country and wreck our standing around the globe. So I think that's why you're starting to see these people who are from the political left say, you know what, Joe Biden's not the guy. I got to do something. I would tell them to keep going. If Aaron Rodgers wants to be a part of that, that's pretty cool. But listening to him and some of his outtakes, he sounds pretty conservative to me.
Well, Congressman, you and I both know at $38.1 million for the upcoming season on the active roster, there's 38.1 million reasons why Aaron Rodgers probably would turn down the offer to run alongside RFK, too. But stranger things have happened. Congressman Byron Donalds, thank you.
Again, that's Florida Congressman and potential GOP vice presidential candidate Byron Donalds on The Balance with Eric Bolling. That is weeknights at 8 o'clock Eastern. President Biden is back in Washington today. He's hosting a meeting at the White House with some dignitaries of Ireland ahead of St. Patrick's Day this Sunday. We'll probably get some good Irish sound bites on that one from the president. Today, March 15th, is Red Nose Day, an annual event that made its way to the U.S. from the UK, aimed at raising money to fight poverty and ensure better health and education for children around the world. It's also World Contact Day, aimed at unraveling the mystery of UFOs, now called UAPs, at least by the US government, unidentified aerial phenomena. You remember that? The first World Contact Day took place in 1953, thanks to an organization called the International Flying Saucer Bureau. So we went from flying saucers to unidentified flying objects to unidentified aerial phenomenon. You remember the big hearing on Capitol Hill just a few months ago, right? With the military pilots saying they've, you know, seen all this weird, bizarre stuff, and there's definitely flying objects or aerial phenomenon from other planets and stuff. And at the hearing, they brought out the tiny alien mummies. You remember that? I feel like we should be hearing a whole lot more about this. I mean, they displayed mummified aliens, allegedly, on Capitol Hill. And then the next day, things just went on like usual. I mean, that's the problem with the news cycle, is it's, oh my God, today, and then tomorrow it's something else, right? You can keep up with all the news on Newsmax. It's available on most major cable systems, AT&T, Comcast, Cox Cable, Mediacom, Spectrum, even Dish and DirecTV. this weekend. Don't forget about Wake Up America Weekend Edition beginning at 7 a.m. Eastern, Saturday and Sunday Report, Saturday and Sunday Agenda, America Right Now, the Gorka Reality Check, and much more. Thank you, as always, for listening to the Newsmax Daily. Continue to share it with your friends and family. Enjoy your weekend doing the things you love to do, and keep on fighting the good fight.
News breaks every minute, every day. You need the app, the Newsmax app. Find it free on your smartphone store. Then watch us anytime, anywhere.